Last winter, we reported on the failure of an ambitious solid waste project, a regional landfill purchased in 2006 by Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District, which was comprised of Baxter, Boone, Marion, Newton, Carroll, and Searcy counties, all in north central Arkansas. District members anticipated that tipping and hauling contracts would eventually help pay off the purchase note, in this case revenue bonds, yielding a lucrative landfill venture. Instead, business collapsed and the district voted to default. In April, the bondholder's lawyer issued a letter calling in the entire loan package, valued at $12.3 million. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this status report.
It really seemed like a good idea, rather than haul trash collected from the six-county Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District out of the region. Why not purchase a local landfill up for sale and use municipal and rural waste contracts income to pay off the note over 15 years? Plus, the district sought to retain this site from the vagaries of some future private enterprise. Turns out the 700-acre neighbor's landfill, located in northern Baxter County on the Norfolk Lake watershed, a sensitive karst region, required a lot of fixing up. Fresh cells needed to be excavated and lined with leachate capture systems installed. Overfilled trash pits required mitigation and capping, and a new methane collection system built, all according to new stricter environmental regulation. Initially, Northwest Arkansas Economic Development Commission, based in Harrison, coordinated the project. But as site engineering and construction costs escalated out of control, NAEDC staff were terminated and replaced by a site manager. As a consequence, the district was forced to raise tipping and hauling fees to meet the debt payment. And one by one, waste haulers and even district members terminated their contract with the landfill, dooming the project to failure. Last October, the Solid Waste District Board voted to default on the debt, more than $12.3 million. Money secured via revenue bonds, municipal bonds at finance income-producing projects. It was the first default of its kind in the state. The landfill and hauling company, which serviced a reported 14,000 customers, were shut down. District cities and towns now haul waste as far away as Oklahoma. In a last-ditch effort to salvage the project, the district board in December asked Cruz & Associates Investment Banking in Little Rock, the original revenue bond broker, along with the bond trustee, Bank of the Ozarks, and trustee council, to secure outside management or quick sale of neighbor's landfill. No dice. By April, an attorney for the investors issued a letter to the district demanding the loan be paid in full. But the district is flat broke. None of the district members will talk on record about the situation, except Harrison Mayor Jeff Crockett. He knew nothing about the trash business when he was elected mayor, but he does now. He serves as chair of the Ozark Mountain Regional Solid Waste District Board.
Yes, myself and Bob Wright with Cruz & Associates and some people from the bond trustees have been diligently looking for some to get somebody interested in operating the landfill to where we can permanently put the permanent cover on the cells that are already there, which has never been done, and stop some of the leachate flow, and then also open up new cells and hopefully generate enough revenue to make this thing work.
Mayor Crockett was not around when the district landfill project was negotiated and still questions why such an expensive bond project was even struck, given the 20-year-old dump was appraised at less than $4.3 million. On June 11th, the board met with revenue bond underwriter Cruz & Associates and voted to cooperate with investors on trying to locate a potential management firm to get it up and running.
The only person we have had that has been interested has been Inland Services.
Inland Services, an Oklahoma corporation based in Texas, is a contract management company specializing in solid waste services and landfill operations for governments, municipalities, and the military. It currently operates in 9 states. In Arkansas, it has contracts with Rogers and Harrison, which is how Mayor Crockett connected with the firm.
They had looked at purchasing neighbors back last spring when we decided we were going to try to sell it and advertise it for sale. At that point in time, Waste Management and I think Republic, Allied, Inland, several of them went out and did some feasibility studies and looked at the possibility of buying it. We got no bids on purchasing it. Nobody wants to take the existing environmental challenges that are out there and assume that liability. which is what we did when we bought the landfill from RLH, which in my estimation, as I've stated many times before, was a mistake, but it's water over the dam and we can't go backwards. But anyway, they have put in an estimate, and we're involved in discussions, and we'll have another discussion with this morning, a conference this morning with them. They have put in estimates of operating the landfill for $1.2 million a year.
That's what Inland would charge the Solid Waste District to operate Neighbor's Landfill, which, if reopened, would need to charge $30 per ton tipping fee. The last year it was in operations, Neighbors handled 70,000 tons, and once back online, that could generate $2.1 million per year, providing the district cash flow of $900,000, which, Harrison Mayor Crockett said, would be used to pay down the debt. But in order to reopen, the district will have to take on even more debt.
To do this, it's going to take about a $4 to $5 million investment in order to bring this up to snuff and get the landfill to EDA or ADEQ guidelines to cap the existing cells with permanent cover, which will stop a lot of the leachate that's going through, create a new cell to start taking new trash.
To ensure enough trash is brought to the landfill, the idea was brought to the table by investors, including bond trustee Bank of the Ozarks.
Taking the property back is not an option to them. They don't want it back with the environmental problems. So, most foreclosures, if they foreclose on your home, they take it back. If they foreclose on this, what do they got? They got a landfill with millions of dollars worth of environmental problems.
The district would have to enact ordinances at the county and city level to ensure trash flow control, Mayor Crockett said.
If we could get 135,000 tons to that landfill, it would generate almost $3 million a year cash flow to repay debt.
The cost to customers won't go up once new contracts are struck, he said. But if the deal ends up in the dustbin?
We are looking at a $12 million debt that the district is saddled with, that who knows how the courts will decide that needs to be repaid. And we are also looking at $5 million worth of closure costs.
The shuttered landfill continues to produce leachate, toxic wastewater, which has to be collected, documented, and hauled away for treatment. According to state environmental records, 2 million gallons of leachate were collected and transported in just 1 year, hauled to nearby sewage treatment facilities for processing. So if all attempts fail to salvage the landfill, who is financially liable? Late last year, the Solid Waste District Board was reportedly told it would be, but Harrison Mayor Jeff Crockett says the pain will be spread much farther than that.
It is going to be a burden on the back of every individual that lives in this six-county district.
If you call the neighbor's office, a cheery voice says, it's closed now, but leave a message if you want your trash receptacles picked up. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.